Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer here on WBEN. Hope everyone's having a nice one. Before we start, Joe, got to pass along a note. 90 East backed up beyond William Street.
Oof.
It's 90 eastbound, almost back to the 400, actually. Looks like an accident. Could be an accident. Don't have an official report looking at that right now. But 90 eastbound, you're moving slow this morning. Right at about William Street, could be up even past Walden. If you have any info on that, let us know. You can give us a text, 803-0930, which is where you reach us throughout the day.
Yeah, just make sure you do it safely, Brian.
Obviously. Well, I mean, if you're not moving.
Yeah, if you're in standstill. Yeah.
Voice that text.
Send all
and,
you can.
Let us know what's going on. 803-0930. You stressed out, Joe?
You know, all the time, Brian. Just no. I have to say, I have a very low level of stress, and I try to just stay in that mindset no matter what.
Why do you think that is?
I mean, I make an effort to just not be stressed. Like, I don't let things get to me. You know me.
Yeah.
I let dumb stuff like Edwin Diaz giving up a Grand Slam last night. That gets to me. But cool. I don't let the everyday stresses of life get to me. That's part of life.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
It's one of the things I like about you.
Well, thank you, Brian.
You're easygoing guy, you got a smile on your face. Apparently, you're alone. You're the only one.
It's not the first time I've been told
that. We talked this morning. It was one of the, if you were listening earlier this morning around 8 o'clock or so, we talked with Sherry Preston about this. That there's a new, well, it's not just a study or anything like that, a new Surgeon General's warning. They're putting the alert out that parents are feeling it. That parents are more stressed out than ever before. The Surgeon General warning in an advisory issued on Wednesday that parent mental health is down the drain, Joe. They're just not having it.
I mean, I can see you let... Now, again, my child's 15 months. 16 months, sorry. 16 months. So maybe it gets worse the older they get. But I just... There are a lot of things that happen. You know, your kid's sick. You just don't let it get to you. It's part of life. You go about it, but obviously a lot of people just overstressed.
It says 48% of parents, it's from the Surgeon General,
oof,
say that most days their stress is completely overwhelming compared to 26% of other adults, which I still think is pretty high.
What do 26% say?
That their stress is completely overwhelming.
Oh.
Other adults who are not parents, 26 of them still say.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That is completely overwhelming every single day. 33% of parents report high levels of stress in the past month compared to 20% of other adults. How stressed are you as a parent? 803-0930 to join us here this morning on WBEN, because apparently it's the biggest issue we're facing.
So you ask me, where's your stress level? You have two kids.
My wife would tell you that my stress level can get pretty high, especially as the day goes on. And I think it might just be that I'm hangry some days.
Okay.
But the stress level can really, like, it can get up there. But I think that's just because you start the day early and then it's a long day more than a stressful day.
But
I would tell you that I'm not that stressed out.
So you don't feel the stress?
Oh, I feel it. And my wife would tell you. But if you ask me, hey, are you stressed out? Like, if they came to me, if Mr. Surgeon General walked to my door, I got a survey for you to take. For parents, are you feeling stressed out? I would tell them, nah.
Okay.
I'm good.
See,
I'm
and
fine.
But I think a lot of people would answer that way. That's why the 48% is even more surprising, because I think
I don't know, and here's part of the reason why I think we're in a new generation where it's just everybody. If you're stressed, you want the world to know about it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Social media.
It is 100%. If you're feeling anything, if you're stressed out, you stubbed a toe, whatever it is that day, you're telling everybody.
Did your stress now, did this go up with the second child?
Sure.
That adds stress, right?
Yeah.
But you knew that.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Like,
you know, more stuff to do.
Yeah.
You're adding more. Like, it's all related.
Yes.
You're juggling a bunch of things. You always got something going on. It can be kind of stressful. But I would never reply. I would never think that almost half say that stress is completely overwhelming.
Yeah.
It's almost as if we don't know what the word overwhelming means.
Overwhelming means it's controlling your entire day.
You're down on the couch. You just cannot handle any more of the day.
Yes.
That it has consumed you to no end. You're completely done with it.
Yeah, that's overwhelming. I just can't imagine 48%, that would mean that you spend, maybe you work from home. I also think there's more to unpack here. Now, I know I'm...
Oh, there's a lot to unpack.
Yeah, you can't focus. I think too many people focus on the stress. Like, oh, this was a stressful moment. Now, this is all I'm going to think about for the rest of the day. I've had stressful moments. I'm sure there was a stressful moment yesterday that I've already forgotten, right? 2 nights ago, my son didn't go to bed till almost 10 o'clock, right? That's very stressful when I'm usually asleep by 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
But you know what? Finally got him to go to sleep. I went to bed. I forgot about it. I didn't stress over that hour of stress. Does that make sense, what I'm trying to say?
You know what my stressful moments are? I'll illustrate you one perfectly from last night. And this is what happens every, because it's a longer day, and then you're dealing, like, later as the day kind of comes to a close, that's when, for me, it's like, all right, you know, we've been doing stuff throughout the day, there's a lot of stuff to juggle, you're still probably sending emails or something for work, even though you've been gone for there for a while, and you're looking at the next day, you know, you got to wake up early in the morning, you're doing whatever with the kids and everything. This is what usually happens. And it's not so much the kids. It's the kids and the dogs, Joe. So this is what happened yesterday. So we were eating dinner, and my youngest starts throwing up. You know, throwing up is all over the floor. And so, you know, we do the what usually happens. So she's grabbing him, helping him throw up just on our floors. Beautiful hardwood floors, by the way. covered in puke. And so, like, that'll happen. And I will be like, all right. So I go to get the paper towels to start the cleanup process
of
the puke, which that part doesn't bother me. That's just being a parent. What bothers me, and this is where my wife says, you're stressed out, is when on my way to get the towels, I'm going through the gate that's up for the dogs at night to stay in the kennel. And both the dogs are standing in the way. Everybody's always standing in a doorway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No one's ever getting out of my way. Like, all right, I got to do this. I'm not stressing about, you know, the vomiting at all.
No, that's...
But, you know, I'd like to go get these paper towels, go back quickly, you know, start to clean this up before it soaks in or really starts to stink up the entire house. Don't want to leave a bunch of puke there.
Right.
Because also there's dogs and kids walking around.
There's a time factor here.
So, you know, I'm run and get the paper towels, dogs in the way, you know. And then I'm walking back and then gathering by the same doorway.
The dogs.
It's a couple of dogs.
They didn't realize.
Who just won't get out of the way. That's the stressful moment.
Now your stress level's gone up.
Now I'm a stress, because we're trying to do things and I've got like the world's biggest speed bump just hitting me right in there. You make a better door than an archway, which is what it's supposed to be. Get out of the...
Yeah, I get that.
So yeah, I was feeling a little stressed yesterday.
Right.
But again, if in that moment somebody knocked on the door, hey, taking a little survey of parents, know you have kids. How often do you feel stressed out? Never.
Yeah. But that's not really about the kids. That situation could have happened, say, if you know, you spilled something and the dogs were in the way. You know what I mean? Like, that's, again, and that's the kind of stuff that people, I mean, run into all the time. I mean, I don't know. I am not surprised, now that you said this, with social media, that people are feeling that stressed. But I think it's a I think it's a focus on the stress thing.
Well, the advisory, if we look a little bit more into this, this is on Axios reporting on the Surgeon General's advisory. Being a parent has never been easy, but it's become perilous helping kids navigate a brittle social media landscape with outsized peer comparisons along with stressors like violence and loneliness. It's never been easy, but Joe, now it's perilous to be a parent. I think we're overstating it a little bit. I think reading that it's perilous to be a parent might get you a little stressed out.
Yes, and make you not want to be a parent.
Especially, you're expecting one?
What? Now all this is coming out?
Yeah, what? It says at the same time, parents are less likely to have support from extended family or in-person community, face more job-related time pressure. The advisory calls for expanded parental medical and sick leave, as well as incorporating mental well-being checks into primary care. I do think there is something. So there's a lot of different things. There's the stress of day-to-day life. There's monetary stress everyone faces. I don't even think you really need to be a parent, but it certainly, when you have kids, rises to an extent. And then, you know, there is something to that less support. You know, I'm lucky. I know you are too.
Yeah.
You have parents that we live in the area. You have a lot of people who are there to help you out. It's why I never, you know, understood the people who are so quick to just bolt right out of here and be completely on their own. And I always think, well, how do you ever find a day, you know, every other month to have to yourself?
Yeah, right? You know, it really does focus in when you put it that way, because my parents were up here by themselves and had two kids. And like, with one kid, how much we lean on my parents and my in-laws. I don't know how the heck they did it.
Yeah. Well, I give you another example. We have great neighbors. I'm here at work in the morning. My wife is home with the kids. She was watching somebody else's kid, too. Our oldest son was having, you know, a major meltdown, I guess, in the driveway. Our neighbor comes out, hey, what's going on? And, yeah, I don't know. It is something ridiculous because he's a toddler. And... yeah, she's like, oh, just chill out. You take them. Let me take him, you know, in there for a little while. Because we know our neighbors. They're great neighbors, great people.
That's very nice.
Yeah, everything works out great. How many people don't have that because they just never talk to anybody?
Yeah, or...
but and it's kind of, it's like your own doing.
Yeah.
But it's definitely like the trend of the world, right?
I talk to everybody. It just seems like everyone wants to avoid me. I don't know any of my neighbors, but I say hi to all of them. Yeah.
but when you eliminate all those relationships,
yes,
of course it's going to be harder.
Right, right.
Now, and you're going to be more stressed out because more falls on you.
Everything is on you and your partner with your kid instead of that huge community that people had not that long ago.
Now, I think about this in a certain way because I guess it's brought up all the time whenever I see my grandmother because... you'll always get stressed out as a parent. It's part of being a parent.
It's something that, you know, you probably accept when you decide, okay,
yeah,
it's time to have kids.
It's going
to
be a higher level of activity. You're going to have to do more for more people. There's people depending on you.
And when you have kids, it's less about you.
Yeah, it's not about you.
That's what I mean. Like, but life is less about you. Because before kids, you can be the center of whatever you want to be the center of.
You, me, and I. I mean, it's just not the same way anymore. But, you know, I think about my grandma, who had 9 kids. And that's what I tend to think about anytime I'm, you know, feeling like, whoa, what's going on? These kids are crazy. Is I only have 2 of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you go back, like 9 kids is a lot. It was a lot back then.
Yes.
But it was much more common to have 5 or more.
That's right.
50 years ago than it is today, where we're talking about, you know, maybe 1. You know, like it's hard to 3 or more is like, whoa,
what are you doing?
Look at, here come the Johnsons, like, you know, marching, taking up the whole width of the sidewalk down the street. And yet, with less kids, we're more stressed out about them. And what is that? And we were talking with Sherry Preston earlier this morning, and I, you know, it hits me, and I think there's some people who are hip to this idea, and I wonder what you think about it, and I want to know what people think about it, 803-0930, that if you ask some people, they will tell you, because it's the common refrain that what have you heard for the last 5 years, Joe? And I mean, we've had a million people on here from schools or just people in the mental health industry or professionals, doctors, tell us, you know, we're overworked. There's not enough, you know, mental health resources to go around. If you ask other people, we've never in human history had a greater awareness of mental health. Those two words next to each other have never been said more than they are today, probably, than ever before in history. We've never had more, you know, quote-unquote resources,
right,
whatever that might be. You could talk to a therapist on your phone, right? Like, there's that stuff's available. Yeah. I've got Netflix show. All right, here's, you know, The Rock, and then right next to it is your Mindful Minute to meditate or do yoga, right? I've got counselors in every school for every kid. I, you know, all these different things. We've never had more resources than ever before in human history to deal with our increased awareness of mental health. Yet the problem we're being told is worse than it ever is.
Exactly.
So how in the world does that happen? How is the problem greater than ever when our solutions are greater than ever?
With all the focus on it.
You would think that if we have more awareness and we have more resources and this and that, that we would be helping the issue. That eventually, you know, we're putting all this money into mental health resources. Here we get counselors, we got this, we got that, we're doing this, yoga, we're starting the day, not by telling everyone what day of the week it is, but, you know, everyone, go om before kindergarten to start our class because we want everyone to be in a good headspace to start our day. Yet somehow, even with all that that we've never done before, the mental health problem is greater than ever, we're told.
Yeah. You'd expect a downward trend.
Maybe we're stressing out about our mental health.
I don't think you're far off.
Maybe.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The problem is the solution or something like that.
Yeah, maybe the solution somewhere in between where it was and where we're at, when and where we're at.
Because there's no way you can tell me as the Surgeon General of the United States of America that parenting is more perilous today because it's a mental health stressor now than when my grandma had 9 kids in 2 bedrooms.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because I can't imagine it being more stressful than that.
No. The thought of that, my stress level goes up when I just think of that. 9 kids.
It's like a zoo.
Yeah, seriously. I forget the names. Like,
I mean, yeah, I do.
I think there's so much that goes into this, Brian, you know, why in 2024? And I think you're right. I think we do have so much. And don't get me wrong. I think it's great that we are identifying stressors and we're identifying mental health issues. But there's so much stress on that, or so much focus on that. Maybe it's too much. Maybe it's just a little too much. I think you're right. Maybe it's stressing about the stress.
Does that sound like you? What do you think? 803-0930, BMAZ and Beamer. We'll get to some of your comments and more when we come back on WBEN. Brian Mazurowski here, Joe Beamer there on WBEN. We're talking about the, Surgeon General warning that we had been talking about a little bit earlier this morning, that parents and stress are, well, they're too linked. It's just too much. The Surgeon General saying that parenting has become perilous because everyone's just too stressed out if you're a parent. 803-0930 to join us here on WBEN.
You know, they call for expanded medical and sick leave and parental leave and all that. But you know, to your point last segment, there's more of that now than there was when your grandmother had 9 kids. It's mm-hmm. like we've already extended these things. It's not working.
I just wonder if there's ever going to be a point where, and it's tough, It's one of those things, Joe. We talk about when we talk about like drunk driving initiatives and things like that all the time. Like, hey, do you want the interlock system put in your car, or should we lower the BAC to zero, you know, 0.0 or something like that? And you want to say no, but you don't want to say it too loud because you don't want to be like, oh, there's Mr. Drunk Driver over there.
Exactly, exactly.
And it's kind of the same way with a lot of the mental health stuff going on. We've never had more awareness of mental health. We talk about it constantly. We're almost obsessed with it.
Yes.
We have more, you know, quote unquote, resources to deal with it. Yet we're being told over and over the problem is worse by the day. And now it's parents who are apparently, according to the Surgeon General of the United States, in the crosshairs when it comes to mental health. This scourge is after you, and parents have never been more stressed out than they are right now. Even if, Joe, I look back at my own family's history and say, I cannot believe that that's possibly true.
Yeah, I can't believe the numbers are higher. And like you said, you don't want to be the person who's like, oh, so you don't want to focus, you know, you want to forget, ignore mental health? No, I don't want to ignore mental health issues. And I think we have some great resources out there. But there does come a point, if the trend keeps going up, what you're doing is not working. It's not eliminating the problem. It's not making the trend go back down. The trend has continuously, for as long as I can remember, in these situations gone up. Stress is the highest it's ever been. And yeah, you know, someone on the text board throughout, well, the economy and you know, the prices and stuff. Well, the economy was bad in, you know, 08. Were the numbers higher as high then? I'm guessing not, because they're making such a big deal of it today. So I think it's more than just the things you want to focus on, like, oh, gas prices are high, that's why people can't take vacations. I think it's more than that.
In the last, 10, 15 years, I'll say 20.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we'll go back 20, you know, the mid-2000s. There's been, you know, this push away from the, you know, the just deal with it guy, the get back up. And you can even point to sports. You know, sports is a great example for this because, I mean, think of it. Simone Biles, right, just in the Olympics. The last Olympics, she had to withdraw herself. It wasn't, you know, pushed through whatever it was. I need to take a break for mental health. And it's celebrated. And we've gone totally away that if you are the, you know, come on, what are you talking? Get back in the game. If you're that guy, you know, the just deal with it guy, the just do it, right? That used to be the poster. It was Michael Jordan flying through the air, and just do it were the words underneath him.
While he had food poisoning.
Yeah. If you are that guy now, you're the dinosaur. Like, you are just so out of touch with it. And I wonder if there needs to be a bit more of a balance instead of just totally going from one thing all the way to the other. Because like you said, Joe, there's a lot of ways that it is good to be maybe more mindful, to maybe be in touch with your inner self, to talk about your feelings, to think about mental health. But at the same time, I don't think that we should lose the just do it attitude that got us to where we are in the first place.
Especially with parenting. I'm sorry, there are instances where, yeah, you just have to do it. My kid starts crying at 1 a.m. I got to go up. I got to get up.
Just do it.
Yeah. If he's crying for 45 minutes, no, I can't. No, I can't be too stressed to go deal with it. Like, you do have to just do it.
I've argued that, you know, whether it's in our newsroom here or at home, like, I want, like, the Notre Dame football team. I just want an old Nike advertisement, and we all slap it. You know,
yeah.
On the way, you could do that by your bedroom when your kid starts crying. Just slap the just do it thing, yeah. Because it's a good attitude, I think, for a lot of people to have. But you say it now, and you know, you kind of sound like a dinosaur to a lot of people, where it's, oh, what are you talking about? You know, you need to pay attention to mental health. I think we've gotten to a point where some people are stressing about mental health,
yep.
Right? And it's encouraging. We talk about it so often. It's encouraging rumination. You know, we're kind of ruminating in our own thoughts. If we're constantly checking on our own well-being, we're always going to be worried about it. We're creating our own anxiety,
yep.
In a way that we weren't before, when you just kind of steamrolled ahead a little bit. And yeah, you might have been ignoring it, and that's not great either. It's always great to every once in a while touch base and calm yourself. I like to sit in the sauna, Joe.
Yeah.
Some people like to sit in a salt cave. You ever been to one of those?
I've heard of them. I've never been to one.
I've been to one. Eh, not for me.
No? Okay.
Some people get a massage or whatever. It's nice to take a little relaxation, time off every once in a while. But it's almost like we're encouraging people to ruminate in their own thoughts and mental health by saying that you have to constantly be in touch with your own thoughts and mental health. And it just never seemed like good advice to me.
No, no, no. And you talk about people being anxious, you know, thinking themselves into anxiety. And I mean, that's something that's been discussed about our generation, Brian. There's a book, The Anxious Generation, that I have on hold at the library. Looking forward to reading that because I think a lot of this will be addressed in that book. But it's been pointed out that, you know, the technology and everything obviously plays into it. We've talked about that ad nauseum. But I think you're onto something with just the focus on it. And yeah, at times, believe me, you do have to keep your well-being in check. I'm not saying you don't. And you do have to. But when you're overstressing and when the daily stresses of being a parent are, quote, overwhelming to the point where it takes up your entire day, I just don't think that should be half of the parents in America. Like, I do think it's more than just you have kids.
Yeah.
I think that's what it, there's something else there. And, you know, having a stressful day is not overwhelming. I mean, it's easy for us to say it's not the most stressful job. But, you know, there are people overseas. There are people, you know, fighting in wars. They have a little more stress than you parenting. I'm sorry to say, right? They have a little more stress parenting. You got to put it in perspective at sometimes.
I don't know how often the advice is given either to just forget about it. You know, leave whatever is in the past in the past.
Yep.
That's directly related to parenting. I mean, yes. Look, I got a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old. They can be the sweetest kids in the world. They can also be the biggest.
Yeah.
You know what's in the world.
At the same time?
You know what I mean? Not at the same time.
Okay.
But like within 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like when something like that happens, it's like you have to deal with it.
Right.
And tell them what they're doing wrong, obviously. But especially when you're dealing with toddlers, you got to move on. It's like moment to moment or hour to hour or whatever it might be, where that's now in the past. You can't spend your entire day thinking about some huge meltdown of a town, or else every day is going to be ruined.
Right. Every hour.
In the past.
Every hour. If you're still stressing about something that happened last hour, sorry. I mean, unless it was an injury that ended your child up in the hospital.
Yeah.
Yes, that is a stressful situation. I hope that's not happening every day, right? Yes, if your kid fell down a few stairs, or you know, if your kid is sick with something and is in the hospital, well, of course that's a very stressful situation. I think you have every right to be stressed, but I think our generation does a lot of just stressing over something that happened at 11 a.m. Well, I'm sorry, it's 2 p.m. and it's time to, you know, focus on the now for two reasons: for your well-being and your kid needs you now.
803-0930 on our text board this morning. A lot of you rolling them in throughout the morning here on WBEN. Somebody else says, in big families, big kids, help out with the little ones. It's, you know, part of the reason that you have the age spread and things like that, and you do it. Yeah, absolutely. On the top of the board here, someone saying, there's no such thing as stress. They're external situations and how you deal with them. I get that in a way. I think that we all... It's way more common than not to internalize the extra. Like, I get what this person's saying, that especially if you're stressing about something you don't have control over, that you, in a way, have a choice. But I think most of us internalize that somewhat and stress about it a little bit.
Right. Yes.
I think it's more of a, we all have stress. It's just a matter of how you deal with it. You can think about it and feel stressed out, and then you will feel more stressed out. We've all been there.
Yes.
It's all happened. It's happened to everybody. Or you can try to just let it go and move on.
Yeah, and with 90% of your stresses, that's how you should do it. Now, obviously, there are things that, hey, It's a big deal. It's, you know, it's a once in a lifetime type of thing that's happening to you. And I mean, those stresses, obviously, you have to deal with them. Some things you shouldn't shove away because they're going to come back to bite you, right? I mean, we all know the person that, you know, puts everything to the side, Brian, and never addresses it. And then when they do address it, it's uncomfortable for everybody because it's a big temper tantrum is not the word I'm looking for, but I'm struggling with the word. But yeah, most of your daily stresses are just something you have to put aside. You have to find a way, find something that makes you happy. Like I said, for me, when I go to the gym, that's my happy place. I put my headphones in, I pretend I'm all by myself, and I just zone out for an hour. That's my happy place. That is my, got all the stresses out, and you know what? I'm a new man when I leave.
Somebody else texting in, there's too much info out there. Let the kids be the kids. I think there's something of that. You know, we're just inundating everyone with...
Yeah.
I mean, again, I'm not an expert.
No.
But...
Neither of us are experts.
But I think there is something to the non-expert's point of view, which is what I like to take, which is just the no-duh point of view here.
Right.
And to me, if we're constantly telling kids about younger and younger their mental health and how to be in tune and how to take care of it, something that never happened when we were in school, Joe.
Right.
And we're not that old.
No, we're
still
young. We're
not that old. Well, I don't know if we're young. I'm pretty gray, but we're not that old.
I had the young Republicans in here. We're still young. Yeah. 40 and under.
Is that? Oh, yeah. Man. That's a rough look. 40 and under. Sheesh. Different topic for a different day. But we never had it, but now it's like you're kind of saddling kids with like, oh man, now I got to be doing my wellness check every morning. And you know, you're 11, 12 years old. Like, come on. Like, isn't...
Never thought of that when I was a kid.
Maybe you need a non-expert to just be like, well, do they? You know, like, let's just think about this for a second. And at least that's how I look at it. Somebody else did tell me, I was talking before about, you know, my stressful moments of, you know, last time. My stressful moment is always when I'm trying to do something and I got everyone standing in the doorway and I can't get through or just walk. Like, can I walk without running into somebody for once in my life? And somebody said, that's not stress, that's temper. And I think they bring up a good point, Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
it's a temper problem.
But I do think a little stress plays into temper. Right? I mean, because, like you said, that's a stressful moment because you're thinking in your head, if this sits too long, could it ruin the floor? Yes. The little bit of stress ignited the temper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't have the best temper.
Like this person, you know, I have a large old house. This person sounds like me. Large old house to take care of. Cutting grass, you do groceries, stuff breaks at home. Stress is a daily thing. Fake it till you make it only works for so long. And, you know, that kind of sounds like me. I guess like part of it is you just can't stress over what you can't control. My wife and I talk about this all the time. You know, we have a big old house and projects get done and other stuff doesn't get done. And it won't be done for a while. And me, I don't stress over it.
Right.
She, it's a different story. You know, different ways of looking at all that stuff. It's a lot to handle, but, you know, it's sometimes... It's also a, you know, cutting the grass, you know, doing like household chores like that. You know, my take on cutting the grass is you do it.
Yep.
And if I don't do it today, whatever.
Yeah, I can't relate.
Stressing over it.
I can't relate to any of this.
And it's not, you know, it's not that big of a chore for me, at least. We don't have a huge lawn. But even if it did take you an hour, find an hour a week to cut it around, right? Yeah.
2 days ago, my son broke a very old candle. My wife and I just laughed it off, threw it away, and went on with our day. Right?
Talk more about this old candle.
It was an old-looking candle. Like,
was it
just
important?
Like, no.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, but, you know, we didn't sit there and go, oh, my gosh.
A candle is just a rare family heirloom to have. I was very interested there for a second.
No, it was old compared to, I guess, everything. You know, we don't have a lot of old things in our house, I guess, so it was older.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he hit it off, and it's something that I've always tried not to break. He broke it, and instead of like, oh my gosh, can you believe the candle's broken now, all this stuff, I picked up the three pieces, threw it in the garbage can, we went on with our day. Never thought about that candle again until just now when you said something about the...
I have my big fantasy football trophy from last year hanging out, and I came home from work, and one of the pieces, you know, it's a big, ugly old trophy, everyone adds stuff to it every single year if you're the winner. And one of the things busted off. I found it when I got home from work. And I asked my wife, I was like, who was in the office? Who touched this? And she thought I was upset about it. But no. It's, I mean, you know, what do you, it's an old trophy. I just want to know if it's the 4-year-old or the 1-year-old, because if it's the 4-year-old,
yeah,
I'd expect them to tell me.
Exactly.
Right? Like, I, there's a different thing that goes, if it's a 1-year-old, whatever.
Did you find out?
No.
Oh.
Neither of us knew. So she thinks it was the 1-year-old.
Okay.
But mystery.
Speaking of stress,
we'll see.
Fantasy football. I didn't tell you who my kicker is.
You do kickers?
Ah, yeah, we do kickers.
No, refuse. I'll leave any league that you draft a kicker in.
Last pick of the draft, I took Tyler Bass. So here we go.
Womp, womp, womp. No,
I was like, I'm gonna show my faith in Tyler Bass by putting him on my fantasy team.
Yeah, well, it's a nice donation to whoever wins that league.
I don't think so. I got a pretty good team,
except for the kicker.
Easy to if anything happens, easy to trade out. Easy to just drop them. I'll use one of my 30 drops.
I don't know about that. I've got another one this Saturday.
Look at you.
I think I do too much.
No, I mean, anyone would say that, but that's something you like. You know what I'm going to be doing Saturday? Obsessing over Virginia Tech football.
Mm-hmm.
And then hoping it was next week.
I got to actually see, why is it Saturday? This is brutal.
I'm excited. You know, but I'm going to be thinking about, obviously, the home opener in a week. But that's my Saturday, so it's what you like to do. Don't overthink it.
I don't want to do this Saturday night. Like, make it,
Saturday night?
Yeah, like Monday night.
Oh. Why not do it, like, Saturday afternoon?
Yeah.
Saturday night?
Monday night. You know, you got work the next day. You're not doing anything.
My draft
is it's an online thing, too. It's not an in-person. Yeah. If it was in-person, Saturday, great. I love doing it in-person.
Yes.
It's a great time.
But it's just an online draft?
It's just online.
Well, Labor Day night. Be perfect. Perfect way to end the long weekend.
Yeah, I gotta float that suggestion out there.
By the
Saturday,
way.
Saturday, come on.
Yeah, I don't like that planning.
I mean, I don't have plans, but I might like to.
Are most of the people in person, or is everyone on the computer?
No, everyone's online.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Yep.
By the way, before we get out of here, good luck. The UB Bulls, you talked to the AD earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
They kick off their season against FCS Lafayette. Now, they're ranked in the FCS, Lafayette is. So, good luck to UB. You got time. Go to their home opener. They got a big game next week, Brian. They play ranked Missouri from the SEC. I know you don't know much about college football. The SEC is pretty good. And UB is at Missouri next week. So, a big tune-up game before they hit the road. So, good luck to the Bulls. And
is that like saying, though, they're playing Missouri from the SEC, and the SEC is pretty good. Is that like saying, you know, hey, they're, you know, you're going up against the Sabres in the NHL? That's where the best teams play.
Well, except for Missouri is ranked.
Oh, okay. So they are good.
11th in the nation.
Oh, so that's
yeah.
Get ready.
Yeah, they're ranked 11th. Some actually have them.
That'll be a fun one.
Competing for the SEC.
Yeah. That'll be a fun one.
So that'll be. Well, this is. I hope he's the AD still listening. I've said make a deal with one of the power conference opponents. We'll play at your stadium 3 times. Come to the new stadium, play us in Buffalo once. I think that would be a great deal. I think it'd be great for the program. And I think it'd be great for the stadium. Get a college football kickoff game.
Sure.
That's my thought.
Yeah. We'll both be back here tomorrow. You got David Bellavia coming up after the news with Lucas on WBEN.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.